That's the sound of football players. More specifically, it's the sound of high school football players in Utah, not Hawaii or American Samoa, Utah. In Football We Trust, a new documentary film tells the story of several Utah high school football players hoping to ride the so-called Polynesian pipeline to the NFL. Joining me is the director of the film, Tony Vainuku. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
I was not aware that Salt Lake City had a large Polynesian community, though I might have been able to guess that young men in such a community would want to make their way to the NFL. So let's start with the Polynesian pipeline. What is it, and how did it find a home in Utah?
Well, so the kids in the film are of Samoan and Tongan descent, and you'll find a lot of Polynesians being here in Salt Lake City because of the Mormon Church. I was raised among the same communities as some of these boys. You know, I grew up playing football since I was 6 years old. I started seeing names like Junior Seau in the NFL, as well as Vaisi Kahema, who's in the film. And it's something that I wanted to tell and was able to do that within Football We Trust through these four kids in high school that we were able to shoot for 4 years.
Let's jump into the story of one of the players featured in the film. This is Fihi Kafusi, and I want to listen to him for a little bit.
I don't like school, but football makes it so if I don't pass my classes, then I can't play. So I try to do my best. None of my family has ever been to college. You know, they've gotten close, but they've messed up, and I don't want to be like that.
Does school per se seem important to any of the players whose stories you tell, or did they all put all of their hopes and the hopes of their families on a pro football career?
You know, school is definitely important to the subjects in our film. We don't focus so much on each of their lives. We have Fihi living in extreme poverty and sees football as a way to pay for a college education. Mm-hmm. Whereas football is used differently in the other subjects' lives. You have Bloomfield brothers who are using football just to stay out of gangs. And then you have Harvey Lange, who does have that God-given talent and really is using football to get to the NFL and provide an opportunity for his family to pull out of a situation where there are nine kids living under one roof. So I think through all four of them, we're able to represent what the majority of Polynesians go through here in Salt Lake City.
You mentioned the Bloomfield brothers, Leva and Vita. Vita is a promising football player, and then he gets arrested. How difficult is it for these kids to stay away from the negative influences in their lives?
You know, for the Bloomfields, I know it's a little tougher simply because their father was the founder of one of the first Tongan gangs here in Salt Lake City. And so for them, it's not as easy just to walk away or say, I'm not going to hang out with my friends anymore, this wrong group anymore. I mean, they're cousins, their family, they're people they go to church with. So it really is a struggle.
You have said that NFL players are role models for a lot of these young men in the Polynesian community, and you've included some of those players talking about their own experiences and their careers, and not everything they say is positive. Did you feel that they could send a message?
Absolutely, absolutely. The NFL players that we have in there are Halotingata, who was at the time playing for the Baltimore Ravens and now is with Detroit. We have Troy Polamalu, who's now retired from the Pittsburgh Steelers. They give you an intimate look on what it's like to play football and how it relates to these kids, and what they have to say is definitely very wise and profound.
I want to allow our listeners to hear from one more player. This is Harvey Lange, who was very highly recruited, and we'll also hear from some of the college coaches who come to his home to recruit him.
Offers just started flowing in.
How you doing?
Mail every day. They were all like, you know, there's this Polynesian kid who's good at football and he's good at school. Let's get him. Let's get him.
He's going to have every single thing. He's not going to need one penny from you guys.
If you want to play pro football, we have the blueprint.
My highlight of the whole night was when he sat there and he said, what do you want? He said, I want to be the best. I want to be the best. I know he's coming to USC.
All the coaches told me how good my work ethic is and how crazy it was seeing me in person, because they thought that I was just a big Polynesian that just knew how to run over little small white kids in Utah.
I wonder about your response when you heard a college coach, it was one of the coaches from USC, say, if you want to go to the NFL, we've got the blueprint. No talk at all about a degree.
Yes, I mean, it was quite the experience seeing all these coaches come in and treat him like a total commodity and pitch him on their schools. there's a lot of humor in that scene as well. You see Harvey open up his phone and it says same story during one of the pitches right. of the coaches. You know, it was definitely an experience for me personally. I was sitting there with the camera and they thought, because I'm a Polynesian director, they assumed I was a cousin just shooting a home video. So that worked out and we were able to get some really great footage that made the film.
Having spent so much time with these young men and with their families, did you come away with a favorite story?
You know, my favorite scene, although a really tragic scene, is when Leva gets caught with the gun at school. His mother had called me. I rushed down there with the camera. She told me, if anything's going to change, if we're going to change the culture and really show what is going on at her, you need to come film this. And so I went over there. You know, he was getting handcuffed and taken off to jail. And as we've shown the film, people are really, really taken back with that scene. And I think it really speaks for the whole purpose of the film and the fact that the family and everybody that was involved with the film were in it for the right reasons.
With Erica Cohn, Tony Vainuku is the director of In Football We Trust, which debuted this week on the PBS series Independent Lens. Tony, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.